This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The quality of our education is very poor. Can I send my kid to a Catholic school because they have better education? Now, of course, no particular school of a religious denomination has better education per se than another. There are some incredible Muslim schools out there, but they are very far and few between, frankly, and that's just being honest about it. And yes, a lot of the Church of England schools or Catholic schools or certain type of very kind of orthodox schools do have high levels of education and achievement, but then at the same time, they're very poor quality ones. I think what the question really should be is, if my area is surrounded by rubbish schools and there's a really good school, but it's a Jewish school or a Church of England school or a religious another denomination school, can I send my children there? And the answer is that obviously you're sending them for the education, right? And that's very, very important. And levels of education and quality are important, and we should aspire towards that. And that's fine in of itself. The Prophet ﷺ actually allowed the non-Muslims to teach and the Muslims to benefit from non-Muslims in certain areas that they were not proficient in, especially when it comes to maths and writing. And there are hadith that cover that. And that there's no reason for that ever to change. Of course, it's the transfer of secular knowledge. However, of course, every school does have an agenda, even if it's a secular agenda or a religious one. And a Roman Catholic school will want a Catholic ethos, will want religious rituals and practice to dominate the day. And that, of course, is a major concern. You see, one of the things that I have realized in recent times, especially taking groups on religious pilgrimages, or for example, to Al-Aqsa, when we go through the Via Dolorosa, for example, which is the route or the 14 stations of Christ, the crucifixion of Christ, of course, which is not true, but according to Christian theology, it is. And the 14 stations, the moments and pauses and the fallings and the getting back up again and episodes on the way to the final crucifixion. Okay. And what I noticed was just how emotionally involved Muslims became during the presentation of the 14 stations. And I am convinced that there's a latent impact of our childhood and our exposure to Christmas and all positive Christian values and all the other kind of stuff, and then the Christian culture as well. So not necessarily positive values, but Christian culture, Christian ideas throughout school as well and the like, that slowly and gradually they have an impact upon the heart, a latent one, a delayed one, but it's there. And at a later stage, if it's activated, it will come through. Whether it comes through in a minor way with people becoming soft-hearted at stories which are false, which are Christian theology, but they're false, or whether it becomes a serious one where a person starts to have doubts in their own scripture and starts to gravitate towards other cultures and books and theologies. So I just want you to know that never should you belittle the impact of an assembly every morning and prayers that are said and the Lord's Prayer and this and that and, you know, ritual practices. It goes without saying that sending your child to a school, a secondary school, where they're not going to be a child anymore, post-pubescent, accountable for their actions, and they're being made to take part in religious actions, is not permissible. That's something that should be avoided. But I want you to know that it's very difficult to send one Muslim child amongst 300 non-Muslim kids. They're all doing one thing and your kid is the one who sits out. In actual fact, you have the reverse impact. There's a greater sense of wonder and a greater sense of curiosity. They're going to want to know more. They're going to feel any more of an outcast. That is very difficult to deal with socially. And there will be some impact. So listen, unless you're a scholar or you're really religiously involved or you're really just involved with your child's education, you filter them every day and you go through the things that they did and studied every single day, and you're aware and they're strong in their identity and they can handle all the deviant ideas or the un-Islamic ideas that are being taught to them every day, then in of itself, it's not impermissible to attend a Catholic school or an XYZ school. That is permissible. But I want you to know that there is a risk, there is a danger, there are clear haram parts, and then there are other parts that are grey, which might be leaving an impact upon your child, and therefore it should be avoided. The answer is that it should be dealt with on a case-by-case basis. It's permissible in principle, but maybe caution is the better approach, and Allah knows best. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.